Have you ever seen another animal that resembles a peacock?
Not really. I mean, the closest thing I've seen to a peacock is a flamingo.
A flamingo? Are you serious? What on earth makes you think peacocks and flamingos look alike?
Well, they don't really. I've just seen both of them at the zoo.
Wow, what an amazing connection. Hello, friends. You are now tuned into another episode of Language of Love, brought to you by Smith Media Studios.
I'm your host, Maddie.
And I'm your other host, Talila. Today, Maddie and I will be talking about an interesting animal that resembles a peacock during its courtship dance. Stay tuned to hear what animal it may be. And no, it's definitely not a flamingo.
Flamingos are amazing creatures, but I'd rather talk about the animal that actually looks like a peacock during courtship. Is it another bird species? Is it a roadrunner? What about a tropical?
All right. I can't hold the secret much longer. The animal that resembles a peacock is an Australian peacock spider.
Wow, the name really hides its identity, huh?
I know, you tell me. Peacock spiders are tiny jumping spiders that use dancing as a courtship signal to attract potential mating females. They are so small that their body is the size of a grain of rice. The females are quite picky when it comes to choosing their mating partner, so the more compelling the dance is, the higher chance the male has at successfully seducing the female peacock spider.
Why are these spiders referred to as peacock, you might ask? Well, that's to do with its peculiar dance movements. When the male peacock starts his dancing ritual, he raises his strikingly colorful abdomen and unfurls it like a fan, which makes it look like a raised peacock's tail.
Male peacock spiders have bright red, orange, white, and blue coloration on their abdomens and their third set of long legs. These bright colors are mostly visible, like Maddie said, when the male lifts his stomach or elongated third legs to begin his courtship dance. On the other hand, female peacock spiders consist of a boring plain brown color. Both females and male peacock spiders have 6 to 8 eyes that help detect movement and light. Their two central eyes are much more powerful, conveying information in fine detail and
Wait a
color.
minute. Did you just say brown is boring? Should I consider this an insult? Do we now have beef? Wait, both of our eyes are brown, and so is beef. You know, on the outside at least. The inside is usually a bit red. Well, it's a bit red for me because I like my meat medium rare and.
Maddie, I meant brown is less appealing than bright blue and orange. Basically, I'm saying male peacock spiders have fawn-colored bodies, while female peacock spiders look like plain Janes.
But it's so unfortunate that female peacock spiders do look like any other spider. They really be plain Janes up in the Animalia kingdom.
That's so funny. Okay, in all seriousness, where do peacock spiders come from?
As given from their name, Australian peacock spiders are found, where do you think? In Australia, but more of the southern half. Australian peacock spiders were discovered in the 1800s, but were not thoroughly studied until the 1960s. They've steadily grown in popularity as a result of their distinct colorations and dances. They belong to the Psalticidae family, aka jumping spiders. Majority of peacock spiders inhabit grasslands and sand dunes. However, studies have shown that peacock spiders are geographically limited due to being extremely rare.
Speaking of studies, a team of researchers led by Madeline B. Gerard from the University of Berkeley, California, sought to explore and categorize the different moves that go into making this unique dance routine performed by peacock spiders. Let's dive into it.
It all started by collecting specimens from different parks around Sydney, New South Wales. Then, to make male and female interactions in the study as close as possible to those in the wild, the researchers built a special setup. They put up a circular arena made from nylon fabric. Nylon allows for frequencies to pass with minimal distortion, with wooden duals that sat on a rotating circular platform. Rotating the platform allowed for the full motion of the spiders on the arena to be captured, even if the cameras used to capture it are still. Then, putting the spiders on the arena, different measurements of rates and durations were taken using regular and high-speed cameras. Also, since peacock spiders were shown to produce vibratory displays along with visual ones, a laser vibrometer was used as well to know more about the vibratory behavior in this species.
Using the regular and high-speed video segments captured in the lab, the researchers were able to make a catalog of all complete male courtship dances. When the males approach the females, the opisthosoma, basically the abdomen, is moved up and down quickly. Vibrational signals were shown to be associated with this movement.
When males face the females, they will periodically wave their third pair of legs. The elongated third legs are swiftly extended and raised upright, and almost as soon as they're raised, they're brought back to a lowered stance, while still being extended and simultaneously brought back towards the abdomen, slightly to form a bilateral V, similar to an aircraft marshal. Then, they are quickly rotated up and forward to their original position. The opisthosoma, again a spider's abdomen, is also lifted during and sometimes after the third leg wave.
When the males get close to the females, they start their fan dance, which is the highlight of their routine, and which consists of lowering the front section of their body to the ground and opening the flaps tucked under the abdomen in a lateral motion while keeping the V position for the third legs.
The fan dance is followed by a pause, in movement characterized only by some fan flapping, until they get back the female's attention.
This complex dance routine can range from 6 minutes to a whopping 51 minutes,
wow,
depending on how choosy the females are.
Wow, that was a lot to explain, but what does this tell us now?
Well, that is a great question. I'm glad I got Dr. Damian Elias, one of the researchers who worked with Dr. Madeline Gerard in the original study, to tell us about his perspective on the study and why it matters.
One of the things that is kind of the goal of my research is to understand the evolution of mating displays. Now, that is important for a whole bunch of reasons. If you want to sort of understand the ecology of a group, the evolution of a group, it's really important to understand mating interactions, because of course mating interactions are very crucial to reproduction, which is of course very much tied to fitness, which in the end is going to not only kind of tell you how that group is functioning in the field and how they evolved, but also I think links very directly towards studies about biodiversity. So if you want to understand how to sort of conserve animal populations, in particular arthropod populations, it's important to understand what are the specific things that happen with mating behavior. A lot of it is really trying to understand like the diversity of animal life and the diversity of what is going on out in the world. I think that from our own, you know, we're really locked into our own brains and our own perceptual abilities. And so I think that what science does and what behavioral ecology work like this does is it really unlocks the kind of diversity and all the really amazing things that are happening out in nature. And I think that it creates a connection to the kind of broader natural world. And it also, I think, at least for me, helps me kind of step outside of my own kind of human boundaries and really kind of try to sort of understand what animals are doing and how they evolved and how they're, you know, maneuvering out in the world.
Well, that was interesting. I'm glad Dr. Elias could provide this insight for us.
I totally agree. It's not every day that people study these unique spiders and their mating process.
Exactly. This is such a rare and interesting study conducted by amazing researchers. It is awesome that these multi-mating signals found in peacock spiders raise curiosities about other mating signals and dances done by other creatures.
Yeah, I know. These peacock spiders could totally change the world in regards to courtship dancing signals. Hey, I wonder if flamingos have any interest in courtship rituals.
I guess we better go to the zoo. Well, that is all for today, folks. If you would like to read more about peacock spiders, make sure to check out some websites listed below. And hey, there's some videos in there too, specifically peacock spiders shaking maracas and dancing to conga.
See you next time on Language of Love, brought to you by Smith Media Studios.
Goodbye now.